Back now to our top story, the separation of children from their families at the border. We hit the streets of Atlanta today to see what people there think of the Trump administration's policy.
My name is Crystal, and I'm completely against Trump's policy of separating families at the border. I think, first of all, it's un-American, and second of all, it's immoral. It breaks my heart to see those children being taken from their parents.
My name is Yash Chatalia, and I am a PhD student at Georgia Tech. And I just read about Trump's new policy, and I think it's really unfair to just families in general. If it were his own family, he wouldn't be doing that.
I think it's a total disgrace. I'm married to an immigrant who is from Mexico, and it's so upsetting. It's really hard to talk about. So,
those voices from Atlanta. We also asked people in Nashville what they thought.
I am Carol Brees from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I believe that after that happens for a couple of weeks, the message will get out. People will go back and say, oh, don't send your children, don't send women with children, and just the men will be crossing and the women and children will stay home, and that will take care of a lot of the problem. Yes, it is heart-wrenching, but in the long-term things, it's going to help the problem. You have to look at a short-term sadness for a long-term gain.
I'm Lissy Henson from Denver, Colorado. It strikes me as horrible. I mean, I've got a six-month-old baby, and I can't even imagine being away from her for one night. So my heart goes out to anybody who's in that situation. I mean, I guess I just look at it more from the parent's perspective. So, I mean, if anybody puts themselves in their shoes, I'm sure it's just heartbreaking.
Naomi Bryant from Nashville, Tennessee. And this is my grandson, Dallas. I think it's sad. I think a child should always be with its parent. And I think the love that a parent has would cause more emotional distress and more illegal things going on because of the depression that they feel from being separated from their loved ones. They feel kind of desperate. It causes desperation.
Voices from around the country, thanks to Blake Farmer at WPLN and Summer Evans from Georgia Public Broadcasting. Well, thousands of people wanted their voices heard yesterday at the site of the Trump administration's first temporary detention camp for migrant children in the small desert town of Tornillo, Texas, just outside El Paso. Marfa Public Radio's Carlos Morales has that story.
Just beyond a wired fence at the Tornillo border crossing, roughly a half mile from where thousands of protesters are marching, you can see a large, white, air-conditioned tent. There, Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who led the protest with a handful of other state officials, said at least 200 migrant boys are being sheltered, and that number could swell in the coming days.
We know that they are looking at expanding capacity to house up to 4,000 children in this facility.
O'Rourke hasn't been inside the facility, but he says the Department of Health and Human Services has told him about 20% of the migrant children at the tent city have been separated from their parents. Family separation and the temporary shelter are what protesters like Monica Ramirez are braving the heat to march against. Ramirez grew up in El Paso and says it was important for her to be here.
I'm stage 4 ovarian cancer. What I'm doing as my last, before I'm taken.
Ramirez joined the procession with a handmade sign. It reads, Luchando por Mexicanos, fighting for Mexicans. She says she can't imagine a parent being separated from their child.
They need to be together, and this is horrible. I can only imagine the heartbreaks of the parents and these children.
Reporters haven't been able to see the detention center, but Texas officials like Republican U.S. Representative Will Hurd, whose district includes Tornillo, have. Hurd spoke with CNN on Saturday, where he said the family separation policy could be changed by the administration.
And this really isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue. This is an issue about how should you treat children.
Hurd says, though, that the site is well-maintained. There are bathrooms, showers, and medical facilities. He also says there are caseworkers trying to place the children with family members. State Representative Mary Gonzalez toured the encampment with Hurd. She explains it's being run by emergency management professionals.
It is professionally run by an emergency management system. These are the same folks who we call when there's a hurricane. They were there for Harvey and Maria.
Representative Gonzalez says from what she saw, the kids in Tornillo seem safe. But that doesn't change her strong opposition to the administration's policy. Gonzalez and many other officials in the area say they're now worried about the triple-digit heat that's common here in the summer and how these kids will be reunited with their families. Those concerns were echoed by the crowd in Tornillo. During a six-week period from April to May, Homeland Security says more than 2,000 children have been separated from their families at the border. HHS is currently evaluating three West Texas military posts, including Fort Bliss in El Paso, as additional shelter space for migrant children. Currently, female minors who cross the border illegally, either unaccompanied or with their families, are staying in other shelters throughout the country. For Here and Now, I'm Carlos Morales in Tornillo, Texas.